The federal government is predicting 250,000 jobs could return within weeks as the country slowly eases restrictions. But that's only if Australians abide by the new rules set out by each state and territory. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, will today outline the full economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. He will warn that a return to strict lockdowns could cost states like Tasmania $100 million a week, or larger states like New South Wales $1.4 billion. Despite that, state premiers have said they will reimpose restrictions if Australians flout these relaxed rules. Police are this morning investigating a suspected shooting in Melbourne southeast. A man's body was found at a property in Endeavour Hills last night after officers were called to the scene. It's understood neighbours heard a gunshot and called the authorities. After 8 weeks of lockdown, France has started lifting restrictions as millions return to work and shops start to reopen. The country has one of the highest death tolls in Europe, with more than 26,000 people dead from COVID-19. Meanwhile, Russia's nationwide shutdown ends today, despite recording more than 11,000 new cases just in the past day. And US actor and comedy legend Jerry Stiller has died at the age of 92. His son Ben Stiller took to Twitter to announce his father had died of natural causes. Stiller was best known for his roles in Seinfeld and The King of Queens.